They've got to grow up eventually, Jillian says, stumbling in deeper. Before you know it, they'll be out of here.
Well, thanks for your expert parenting advice.
Jillian doesn't catch the sarcasm. Now that she's begun, she has another recommendation for her sister. You need to stop focusing so much on being just a mom before you shrivel into dust and we have to sweep you up with a broom. You should start to date. What's holding you back? Your kids are going out. Why not you? Any more words of wisdom? Sally is such pure ice, even Jillian can't fail to notice she's getting frozen out. Not one. Jillian backs off now. Not a syllable. Jillian has the urge for a cigarette, then realizes she hasn't had one in nearly 2 weeks. The funny thing is, she stopped trying to quit. It's looking at all those illustrations of the human body. It's seeing those drawings of lungs.
My girls are babies, Sally says, for your information.
She sounds a little hysterical. For the past 16 years, except for the 1 year when Michael died and she went so inside herself she couldn't find her way out, she has been thinking about her children. Occasionally she has thought about snowstorms and the cost of heat and electricity and the fact that she often gets hives when September closes in and she knows she has to go back to work. But mostly she's been preoccupied with Antonia and Kylie, with fevers and cramps, with new shoes to buy every 6 months, and making sure everyone gets well-balanced meals and at least 8 hours of sleep every night. Without such thoughts, she's not certain she'll continue to exist. Without them, what exactly is she left with? That night, Sally goes to bed and sleeps like a stone, and she doesn't get up in the morning. The flu, Jillian guesses. From beneath her quilt, Sally can hear Jillian making coffee. She can hear Antonia talking to Scott on the phone and Kylie running the shower. All that day, Sally stays where she is. She's waiting for someone to need her. She's waiting for an accident or an emergency. But it never happens. At night, she gets up to use the toilet and wash her face with cold water. And the following morning, she goes on sleeping, and she's still sleeping at noon, when Kylie brings her some lunch on a wooden tray.